You're tuning in to the Meet Your Candidates election series on Fresh FM. In every episode, we interview a new candidate running for local elections so you can get to know them better before you head to the polling booth. To find more information about the 2025 council election, head to nelson.govt.nz. Today I am joined by Mike Ward, who is running for the Central Ward for Nelson City Council. Welcome, Mike. Let's start off with an introduction for those who don't already know you.
I'm Mike Ward and I'm standing in the Central Ward. Why am I standing? I live in a quite remarkable community that takes out more library books than anybody else per capita in the country. It joins its library in greater numbers. It goes to more movies. It rides its bike more than any other community. But we've got some big challenges, and it will take all of us to meet those challenges. And I'm standing to get us all singing from the same song sheet, to look for those shared aspirations rather than focusing on the differences. It's interesting, when I talk to people, what I discover very quickly is that there are a whole bunch of things that we all share in common. If we have children, we want the same kind of future for our children, a safe, healthy, connected, engaged future.
So if you were elected, what would be the number one issue you would want to address for our community or issues?
Well, first one, I'd get Nelson 2060 up and running again. Nelson 2060 was a visionary document produced during the 2010-2013 mayoralty, and somehow nobody's heard of it since. But it would provide a vision that we could all buy into. It would provide a framework for every decision we make, because it was framed by the community saying these are the things that matter to us. Look, I normally carry it around on me, and I've probably got it in my bag beside me right now. There are 10 goals that we all have our basic needs met, that we're kind to the environment, that we minimise our use of fossil fuels and so forth. They are pretty obvious things, but the community decided these were the priorities. I would rewrite that document now, showing what it looks like in 2060. In fact, I'd say 2030. We haven't got time to wait for 2060. And I'd illustrate it with brilliant things that are already happening in this community so we can see what it looks like. And then we'd tick off every time we get a little bit closer to that goal. We'd be ticking it off, and we'd be reminding about our community just how well we're doing. Hey, it's not even an expensive thing to do, but it takes all of us on side getting behind it to make it happen. I'd put a copy of that that document into every living room, into every boardroom, into every classroom, so that we all get behind it and say, hey, this is something to be proud of. Because at the time it was written, it was just that. It was an extraordinary aspirational document and probably the best political initiative I've ever been part of. The second, housing. Look, we don't have a shortage of housing. We have a shortage of houses. We've got a whole lot of empty spaces around that if we made it easy to reconfigure them, we could probably meet all our housing needs without building another building just by reconfiguring. And a whole lot of people out there, asset rich, cash poor, living in houses with rooms they never go into. And maybe they've got a grandchild or a child looking for a home. Hey, or maybe it's a friend. How often would we have to do that before everybody would come on board and say, yeah, I could do that? Just reconfiguring some of the existing spaces, not just houses, but the commercial spaces as well. Transport? Well, look, most of our cars and far too many of our buses are running around empty. Hey, or at least three quarters empty. If we just left the car at home one day a week and made it easy for people to live closer to the places they need to be, we'd probably clear the backlog pretty quickly and very inexpensively too.
And what do you feel you bring to the mix that is perhaps different from the other candidates, or what makes you stand out?
I discovered in my first term on council that finding fault with others is a recipe for antagonism. And it's not too difficult to sit and listen to the other side. And very frequently, there's more than one side. When you sit and listen to them, you find that common ground very quickly. And if we can't do that on council, then it's difficult to find a community that's going to trust us. If we're finding fault with one another, the community will find fault with us as well. And we need to be listening to one another, community, other councillors. So a consensus council? I don't know if there is one, but we could be the first. Hey, being the role model, being that place people look to find out what it takes to behave so brilliantly, to look as though you're having so much fun, to be behaving so thoughtfully, and to be looking after one another so well. Hey, that's not a bad vision for a future that our children might thank us for.
And to wrap us up, in one sentence, what is your message to voters this election?
Get out and vote. Go and talk to your candidates. Tell them what you care about. Don't give them a hard time. If you want them to listen to you, moaning isn't a great way to do it. Find something brilliant they've done, especially the sitting councillors, and give them a bit of kudos, because we live in one of the most gorgeous cities on the planet, one of the most fortunate cities on the planet, and you have to give some credit to successive councils for doing that.
Thanks very much, Mike. You've been listening to the Meet Your Candidates podcast series on Fresh FM. To find out more information about the local elections, head to nelson.govt.nz.